Another yesterday we talked a little bit about Tam Kikos, so we mentioned a whole series of different cheetahs in the Rishonim about when Tam Kikos deraisa, when it's deraisa. And we said that there's really a major machlokes, conceptual machlokes, as to what the nature of Tam Kikos is. Is Tam Kikos just the minhag of Bittul, the way the Rashba seems to present it, the way the Rambam seems to present it? Or is Tam Kikos do more? The Tam Kikos really changes the chetza, really transforms the chetza. Same way we had by Chetir Rashba's Mavela, that idea. So according to Rabbi Netan, for sure there's a concept of Rehentin Epochliel Sisser, and even according to Rabbi Nechayim that the Rush quotes to a certain degree, and sometimes there's a bit of Rehentin Epochliel Sisser. So just before we go on to the next topic, there is a interesting Machlekes in the Rishonim, about how this Machlekes in the Rishonim in terms of Tam Kikar plays into another application of Tam Kikar out of the realm of Isurim. It's based on a Gemara Masechet Zvachim. The Gemara talks about the application of Tam Ki'ikah concerning mitzvahs as well, particularly the mitzvah of Achilas Masa. The Gemara raises the question, what's the din if a person has a isa, has a dough, which is primarily made out of rice. So rice is not from the Chameshus Minidogas. One cannot perform the mitzvah of Achilas Masa with it. So if you have a rice dough, again, assuming that there's not a chumash problem, the Gemara didn't know about kidneys, so whatever, assuming that's what it is. So if you have a rice dough, and there happens to be a little bit of chita mixed into it also. So it has a tam, it has a taste of chita. So the question is, can you be yotzei the mitzvah achilas matzah with the kezias of this dough? So the Gemara seems to say, based on the principle of Tam Kikar, that yes, the Tam Kikar indicates that one would be able to fulfill the mitzvah by just eating a kezias of this dough. So the question is, how do you understand that concept of using Tam Kikar in order to enable you to fulfill a mitzvah? So that sounds very much like Rebbeinu Tam. That sounds like we're saying that Hefden Epech Liyel Sisser. So here we're saying that Oyer is Nepech Liyel Chita, that Orez that has a little bit of a taste of Chita, Salpi Din has a, considered to be like a Shtek Chita. So you can use Tam Ki Ikka to fulfill a mitzvah, even if you just eat a Kazayas or this whole mixture, even though chemically you're not eating physically you're not eating a Kazayas of Chita. That sounds very much like Rebbeinu Tam. So how do the other Rishonim who don't have that understanding of Tam Kikar, Tam Kikar is just a minhag of Bittul, how do you understand that? So the Rosh in the end of the Menachos, in Hilchos Chala, the Rosh quotes from the Rabban, who discussed this topic. The Rabban wrote his Hilchos HaRabban and then back Masechet Bechoros. So in the middle of Masechet Bechoros, there's a couple of sugyas about Chala, particularly Chala Chutzpahoret. So the Rabban decided to shtuk all of his Hilchos Chala into his sefer on Masechet Bechoros. So the Rabban in Hilchos Chala raised this question. The Rosh quotes all of Hilchos on the Rabban, and the question continues and says that perhaps the answer to this question is based on a totally different principle. It's based on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that why is it that if you have a chita if you have the isa of Orez, which is that little bit of a taste of chita, why are you able to be yotzei? So the Rishami says it's based on the principle of greira, with greira glue to drag. So the Rishami says there's a chiddush, sometimes a new principle in halacha, that chita has the ability to drag orez along. That chita has a special, unique quality of somehow taking over the characteristics of the orez and swallowing it up and dragging it and transforming it into chita. So the Rishami seems to say that there's some kind of a new halacha called greira. It's hard to understand what the word that means, but it's nothing to do with Tam Kikar. It's not based on the regular clone of Tam Kikar. So the Rabban says, that makes a lot of sense, because it can't be based on Tam Kikar. How can we base Tam Kikar? Tam Kikar is not Hefei Nefach Liyos Isser. So the question, of course, becomes is, so then why then the Bavli doesn't say that? The Bavli says the Seirish, that it's based on the din of Tam Kikar. So if the Rabban is right, if Yerushalmi is right, it's based on greater, the Tam Kikar really is not sufficient to enable you to be able to do the mitzvah. So why is the Bavli confusing us with Tam Kikar? Why does the Bavli even relate to the issue of Tam Kikar? So the Rishonim write that the reason is based as follows, that it's not Tam Kikar doesn't enable you to be yotzei the mitzvah. It's really greira that enables you to be yotzei the mitzvah. Tam Kikar is necessary in order for greira to kick in. Why is that? Because greira means when you have chita and when you have orez, so then the chita swallows up the orez. So what do you mean when you have chita and you have orez? You don't have chita yet. Chita is not a barov. So comes the din of Tam Kikar, like the Rashi said yesterday, and says whenever you have Tam Kikar, so that's the minhag of Bittul, because the food is declared al shein, it's tam. So the food is considered to be like the air, it's like nikar, it's like nikar achita. So So since Tanti Ika tells me that the chita is kanadis, that the chita still does exist, so once you have chita that exists, and you have orah that exists, and then the halacha of gerer kicks in, and then enables you to be yaitzeh of the mitzvah based on the principle of gerer. So it's Tanti Ika, according to the Ramban, according to those Rishonim who disagree with the Tam, Tanti Ika is not the mechanism to enable you to be yaitzeh of the mitzvah. Tanti Ika is the mechanism to allow gerer to kick in, and it's gerer that enables you to be yaitzeh of the mitzvah. What about according to Rabbeinu Tam? According to Rabbeinu Tam, who says that Hebben Ebba Bliya Zisar, that Tam Tikku itself enables you to be Yotech Elish Mato. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara's Bacha makes a lot of sense. Tam Tikku is Hebben Ebba Bliya Zisar, it's Ebba Bliya Zchita, so that's okay. What's the problem according to Rabbeinu Tam? So how come the Yushami didn't realize this? What's the Yushami confusing us with Greira? The real reason why Yotech is the Tam Tikku is what do you need Greira for? So the Rosh says, no, you need Greira for a totally different reason. And there are two reasons why you can't be Yaitz in the mitzvah of Ma'atzah with Eiretz. Number one, it's not for the Chameshah's Minitav, it's not Chita. Ma'atzah should be Dafka and Chita. But there's a second reason also, is that even in Tzimtzulomi you would find something that halachically is called Chita, but it has to have the ability to bother the Chimos. It has to have the ability for the Metzias HaDvar and physically be able to turn to Chometz. Because the Gemara says, "Voseichel love chometz, shivisam don't love matzos." But only something that's called a dechimutz it can be yotzei matzos. So, Tam Tikva from today till tomorrow. Tam Tikva means have to never be a sister. But between me and you, Tam Tikva doesn't change the physical qualities of something. So you have rice, which is a tam of chita. So the whole rice is not going to become chometz. The little mash of chita never become chometz. But the rice is not going to become chometz. So you can't be yotzei the mitzvah of a chilus matzah because of this technical bit. So Tam Tikva is not going to do the whole picture. So says the Sayyidi Rishonim that that's what Yerushalmi introduced the principle of Gerera. The Gerera is necessary to tell me that it's called Bar Dechimus. Gerera is a Matthias Advar. You don't say what Gerera means exactly, but Gerera is a change to the lap. So Gerera means that whenever you have Chis and Eris together, so everything is Bar Dechimus. So Beimathir Benatam, Beimathir Bechogomar Benatam, you need both reasons. That the Bible gives the reason of Tam Tikva. And Rishami gives the reason for greater. Why do you need both reasons? So the answer is they're not contradictory reasons, they're complementary reasons. So according to Ben Tam, the Emerson reason why Yaitse is based on Tam Ika. The only thing is, you need Greira to get around the technical quirk of Enabala Dechimus. Whereas according to the Chokum under Ben Tam, the Emerson reason why Yaitse is Rishami's reason to Greira. You need the Babli's reason of Tam Ika to enable Greira to kick in to create the Mania Satyatam, like the Rashba said. And once you have the nisat, once the chit is this, then greater should kick in. So that machlokes, which started out of machlokes in the Yerodei and Tzarichas, that spills over to other areas of halacha as well. Yeah, that's probably related. Right, it's probably related. Is there a new din of bala de chimitz? The chimitz is just a way of determining what's considered to be the min. It's probably the same machlokes. So at the end of the day, how we pass in? Halacha l'maaseh, how we pass in this shayla of Tam Tikva? We pass in as deraisa, the rabbanan. Do we pass in even if it's deraisa? We said yesterday there are different permutations of how much is the deraisa. So the litmus test that the shayla is going to be: what's the din of the other suffering? You're not sure whether you have tam or not. What do you mean you're not sure whether you have tam? So it's just to have a goy taste it. It was in the good old days when you have goy taste it, but it's not as if we don't use that hetter anymore. So it's a shayla of shishim. So the only way to determine whether you have tam or not is if you have shishim. So what do you mean if you have shishim? Okay, so you have shishim or not. So it's a suffix whether you have shishim. Why is there a suffix you have shishim? So it's called mishpach. So the Rashba writes, but then if you had a tarovet, and before you got a chance to measure it all out, so some of it's spilled, and you're not sure exactly what the shishim, not shishim, it's unclear what's going on. So what's the din? Do we say that that suffik of a tarayv is a bibish enemina was mutter or not? Suffik shishim is mutter, suffik shishim is asur. So the evidence is that according to many of the Rishonim, it's going to be mutter. According to Rashi, it's going to be mutter. According to the Rambam, it's going to be mutter. Because even though the Rambam holds the Tam Tikva is deraisa, it's only in that one case of kedai spechdechilus pras. So you know you don't have kedai spechdechilus pras. You may have shishim, they don't have shishim, but you for sure don't have kedai spechdechilus pras. So Beimati Rashi, Beimati Rambam, Sofek Shishim is going to be Mutter. But according to Benetam, Sofek Shishim is also, according to the Rive, Sofek Shishim is Nisi Deraisi Lamachos, according to the Rivia Lig, which is Sofek Yisri Lamachos, according to Benetam, Kolomi Barishoy yesterday, whether it's Nisi Deraisi Nisi Derabonin. So this is a big Shaila. So comes the Rashi and says that it's very hard for us to be Machriya on this Machlagis. So we have to be Sumuchumra. We have to assume that the requirement of Shishim is a potential Din Deraisa. The definition of Benetam is his group of Rishonim. Therefore, the Rashba says that Safek Shishim is going to go to Chumrah, and that's what we pass in the law. In Shulchan Aruch, beginning Tzadik Chaz, we pass in that Nishbach the Tarobes, even though you know you have Rov, and you may or may not have Shishim, it doesn't matter. The din is that Safek Shishim goes to Chumrah, Ba and Min B'Shein Amino. But now, up until now, we've been talking about Min B'Shein Amino, now we're going to look at the next topic. That's the issue of, what do we call it? Min B'Mino, good, okay. The topic of Min B'Mino. So here there was a big machlokes atarav, which we've probably alluded to in the past. Machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanon, the Abbot HaRovah, let's say, have tried for chicken soup, falls in the kosher chicken soup. What's the deal? What's the shear of it? So the Rabbanon said that Rabbi Ramah HaPos, you follow Rove. So as long as you have Rove, that's okay. There's machlokes in the poskim, we'll talk about, so we'll get this in the test. That's where the Acharim talk about it. When we speak about Rove, what does Rove mean? The Gemara uses the phrase Chad Betray Bato. So does Chad Betray Bato mean that has to be 2-1? Or Chad Betray Bato is just a way of speaking, because the Gemara was talking about Chatichos, but let's say it's not Chad Betray, let's say it's 51-49. So that's also okay. So we have the 10 ounces of kosher chicken soup and 9 ounces of trade chicken soup. So it's not a ratio 2-1. Maybe that's also all right. That's a Shaiva. But if you add it to the row, whatever your definition of row is, so according to the Cholim's, everything is Gebalbik, Min HaTorah, Achir Ramahat wasn't finished, because as we said yesterday from the Rashba, everything should have been Achir Ramahat. It was only Tam Kikah that wasn't, because in the special Bini, the Minyas HaMitzel, and the special Chim Shatara of Hebben Ephah Minyas Issa. So comes Rabbi Yehuda and disagrees. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, no, that Min B'Mino is worse than Min B'Shein Amino. The Min B'Mino is also the Mashu. How did Rabbi Yehuda know this? So we spoke about the Dhamma Par Dhamma Sar, no? The Dhamma Par is a lot of blood, Dhamma Sar is a little bit of blood, and the Torah is still close to the Dhamma Sar, so of course Rabbi Yehuda, you can derive from here that Min B'Mino is in a bottle cloud. And Rabbi Yehuda said, that's different, that's old, and Kabbalah is a different story. So that was in the Chodik Yisab Tanoim. So how do we pass him in Halacha? We pass him in a Torah's bottle, we pass him in a Torah's never bottle. So Rashi, in a few places, seems to pass like Rabbi Yehuda. There's few in Rashi. Some places Rashi says like Rabbi Yehuda, some places he doesn't like Rabbi Yehuda. If you hold that Rashi passes like Rabbi Yehuda, it comes out faster than anything. That according to Rashi, what kind of a tarobus is more chomer? That a Min B'Mino is significantly more chomer than a Min B'Shein Amino. Because Min B'Mino, according to Rashi, is never bought though, whereas Min B'Shein Amino, Rashi was made till the Tam Kik was only the Rabbanon. So Min HaTorah is Kachabach Uvarov. So it comes out according to Rashi that Tarobus and Min B'Mino is significantly more chomer than a Torah than a tarobus and Min B'Shein Amino. But most of the Rishonim did not paskin like Rashi, and in Shulchan Aruch we don't paskin like Rashi. We paskin that Min B'Mino is in fact Bakal Barov. So it comes out the way we've done, and we paskin that a Tarobus and Min B'Shein Amino is much more chomer than Min B'Mino. Min B'Mino is there, Shmer, Bakal Barov, Min HaTorah. If Min B'Shein Amino, then you need Shishu B'Daraisa because of Tam Ki'ikr. So if Rashi was learning Yodea, he would have a very, very different picture of Siman Sadiches. According to Rashi, all of Siman Sadiches are mamash flipped. That Min B'Mino was more chomer than Min B'Shein Amino. One's never bought for one's bought for Barov. But Malacha, we don't accept Rashi. We don't accept either the Kula Rashi or the Chumar Rashi. We pass like Rav, we show them that Min B'Mino is bought for Barov in HaTorah, and Min B'Shein Amino is bought for the Shisha in HaTorah. Even though Min B'Mino is Bato Min HaTorah, the Rav, the Gemara says in the beginning of Min HaNoshe, just to give Gerash as Bashem Begid, that Omer Rabbanan B'Shishim, that the Chachamim made a Takana, that Min B'Mino does require people B'Shishim. Why they made a Takana? We'll see a little bit later. What problems they make a Takana? Halacha L'maaseh, do require B'Shishim by Min B'Mino. But again, according to Rav Rishon, that requirement of B'Shishim is only Min Rabbanan. So since it's only the Rabbanan, therefore there are going to be differences in Halacha. That's the Shachar quotes in the beginning of Tzadiches, that where we just said a moment ago, that Safek Shishim by Min B'Shein Amino is the Chumrah, so that's the Chashash Deraisa. Safek Shishim by Min B'Mino is going to be Lakula. So as long as you know you have Rov, if you don't know whether you have Rov or not, it's a little bit of a tray for chicken soup, fell into kosher chicken soup, and maybe it's like a lapel, and you're not even sure you have Rov, then to Al Simen Atarv, then it's Nisa Deraisa, it's Safek Deraisa, the Chumrah. If you know for sure you have Rov, and then you're just not sure whether you have Shishim or not, so then Safek Shishim is going to be Lakula. So we do paskin that although both Mamaisa require Shishim, the Shishim that Min B'Shein Amino is Deraisa, Speik of the Chumrah, the Shishim that Min B'Mino is one of the Rabbanim, therefore Speik of the Kula. And that would be true that Min B'Mino, the requirement of Shishim is only the Rabbanim, therefore Speik of the Kula. So Lakhara, that should be a tremendous Kula. So that should mean is, So let's say Shabbat comes my way, and a little bit of trepidation fell in, and I'm starting to be Mishabu Shishim, and you know, I didn't really learn the Harobas. I pulled out of the Bosnian Cholos, so I don't really know how to be Mishabu Shishim. So I'm looking at it and saying, you know, maybe Shishim, maybe not. Well, flip a coin, maybe, maybe not. I'll stop right there on the Kula, and everything is okay. So it comes to Shulchan Aruch and calls from the Rishon that that's not correct. That even though there's a cloud of Suffolk Shishim and Mibavina with Makula, that's not considered to be a Suffolk Shishim. Suffolk Shishim means when it's a Nishpah, when you had it, Mashanabing a case, and some of it's spilled out, and you can't be Mashanabing, you don't know how to be Mashanabing, it's not Shaykh in Mashanabing Shishim, that's considered to be a a Suffolk Shishim. But the fact that you're looking at it and you don't know, you never learned Simon Tadechas, you don't know how to be Mashanabing Shishim properly, that's not considered to be a Suffolk Shishim. Why not? Why is that called Suffolk Shishim? So the Rishonim have different permutations as to why not. So the Mordechai writes, that's what's called in Allah a Suffolk of a Suffolk Chisarin Yediyah. And the fact that you don't know how to be Mishah Shishim, that's called a Suffolk. Go join the Smicha program. Go learn your Adana. And hopefully at the end of your Adana, you'll know how to be Mishah Shishim. So that's not called a Suffolk in Allah. That's called a lack of knowledge. Suffolk means that and if something's spilled, nobody knows how to do it. It's impossible to be Mishai B'Shishim. So that's called a Safek. So then we find the rule Safek Dabar Makuba. So this is so that the Mordechai is saying, just like a Din Chloe in Din the Rabbanan, that although we have a cloud that's Safek Dabar Makuba, but there's a difference in Allah between Safek Dabar Makuba and a Safek Chisar Nidiyah. You don't apply the rule of Safek Dabar Makuba when you have a Chisar Nidiyah. This was an important principle. In the Nilma's Nidah, this comes up also. We have a cloud that's Safik Samim, or also Lakula. Samim is only the Rabbanan. So we both can say that a Safik Kesem is Lakula, but a Safik built the idea. Let's say if a woman finds a Kesem, so she doesn't know whether it's brown or red. She can't tell whether it's brown or red. She doesn't know the dinner. So she says, okay, well, it's only a Kesem, so Safik Rabbanan Lakula. I don't have to bother showing it to a rabbi. So it's Mukha. That's not true. That's called a Safik Kesem Yadir. So. She should go get Shimushing some. Someone should get Shimushing some and figure out whether it's Maratar or Maratami. So you don't say that just because she doesn't know. So that's going to be something done by Lakula. But let's say you have a situation where you have a real bona fide something. Let's say the Kesem gets lost or something. The Kesem very common. Somehow got into the laundry and got washed and now not here anymore. So nobody can look at this Kesem anymore. So that most of the folks can assume that that's Motu because some are only Mithra Abanan. So then a Suffolk Kesem is Lakula. Okay? Let me see. That's like Nishbach. That's like something happened that caused this Suffolk that's not yet the fire anymore. Sometimes you have a situation where the post can talk about a new category that it's not quite like Nishbach. The other is not quite a regular Suffolk idea. It's a Suffolk idea. So it's a type of Suffolk idea that no one can be Mavara. It's something that there's nobody alive today who could really be Mavara what's going on. So every once in a while you get these kinds of shilohs, and it's just selling also. That sometimes you get a shiloh that is there a grisier, is it not a grisier, the way the grisier cuts in the shape, you can look at it, you can take it away, you can cut it out, paste it together, you can do surgery on the cuts for 10 hours, and you still can't figure out if it's a grisier or is it not a grisier. So that may also be something to abandon the cooler. That's not a chisar in Yadir. So the Rav is looking at, he learned it was something, he knows whatever, he learned all about the shows, he knows already everything, what do you want from him? It's just play the cats like this, you have sure to be Mavara. So that's maybe a much lower level of a Chisar Nidiyah. That type of Chisar Nidiyah may not be something to Abad on the Kula. So that's the whole Shad. Those are already Klolim with the Glucha something to Abad on the Kula. But there is such a principle that a something Chisar Nidiyah does not qualify as a Suffolk Dabar Makulas. That's what the Mordechai says. That's the idea here also. That's why it's a Suffolk Shishim and in the meaning was Mutter, but not always. You have to figure out what the nature of the Suffolk is. What? If everyone's not begin, or just this guy's not talking.
Shafran
says Ramah says Ein Ad Bekin. Ein Ad Bekin in what? What do you mean? I mean, when it's something which is totally not, we're totally not Bakri.
So that, nowadays, we
don't know. Right, you don't know what to do, so do we have a right to stop to say something about the Kula? Maybe there's a long Taz about this. Is the Taz of Tanikas? Right? The Taz tries to give you a different claw of what it's a confusing Taz, no? Well, you're a little bit Taz. Okay, when you figure it out, let me know. So the Suffolk idea. So the Ran gives a different shot in this whole sugya, this whole, the reason why there's a difference in halacha between a nishbach and just not knowing how to be mashar shishim. So the Ran seems to say that this is a unique chumad rabban in a sense by Nuchos Haroivis, that the Chalim didn't want to give you a free hand and say that any Tom, Dick, and Harry is going to look at the Haroivis and is going to say that, it's a suffix shishim here. So therefore it's mutter. So the Ran says, in Cain, my tip to Rabbanim. So what was the point of making a takana for Chalim, that you're meaning any shishim, if every guy in the street is going to say, maybe the shishim, so therefore it's mutter. In Cain, the whole takana of shishim is going to go by the wayside. So whereas the Mordechai they seem to say was more of a lomdashah, gdara, that we don't say something about lakula over here, and maybe you can extrapolate from there to other cases. The Ran says that my honey rabbanim, we don't want just to be making on suffix shishim just outright. So why in the case of nishbach are we going to be making? So the Ran says that's a krei b'yavam. How often does it happen that you had a taroikas and then it spilled out and you're not sure? So that's a krei b'yavam. So the Chabad weren't concerned on that. So there seems to be two different approaches in the Rishon of why that din is true. But halacha l'maaseh, whichever approach you take, we do pass in Shulchan Aruch that suffix shishim and mimbish ein aminu is mechumra, so suffix derais mechumra. Suffix shishim and mimbish aminu is mechumra, but only a type of a suffix shishim, which is like a nishbach type of a case. But if it's just a chisar and yadir in a normal case, then that's the problem.
So the nishbach means like
so you have to find someone who knows how to be mashiach. I mean, you have someone, it's impossible. At the end of the day, no one can be the bar. Again, whatever the call of Marv, I suffer a rabbanim. If you really hold that if you feel that you've got to the point where it's a chisayon yadir l'chol ha'olam, there's nobody around who can really figure this out, these complaints properly, so then maybe it'll be booked. Yeah, the Ran sounds not the way right. The Ran sounds like it was like a special. Maybe that's also like a little bit. But if it's so close, I don't know. I'm not sure. For something, I don't know. Okay. Yeah. 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 So the mice, everybody agrees that even though we bask in that Nimbus Minus Bapa Barom in Atara, but the Chacham did make a takana that you require shishim. The question is, what prompted them to make the takana? What was wrong with just leaving them within their eyes at the Barov? So there seems to be a machlokes Rishonim about this. So the Rosh, there's a very, very long Rosh in the seventh reference of the Mamad Zion. That's the part that Rosh on the Mamad comes. Put one liner in there or no? I put it on. No, I think I had Rahman. I said, we're going to have it later on. It comes up in a minute. We'll see different parts of that rush. It was a long, long rush. We're in the middle of a whole discussion about the Baroz and everything else under the sun. So the rush throws in a line as to why is it that the Chabad made this takana of Shisha by Bin Domino. So the Rosh says it was a gezeira of Bin Domino, up in Mimisha Eina Mino. It's very easy gezeira to understand. That you have a woman come to ask you a shayla. So she's going to come and train the chicken soup, tell her to coach the chicken soup. So Rabbi is going to say that I've bought the road, no problem, that's a dumber. So the next week, the same woman's going to have some tray of chicken soup, which fell into a pot of potato soup. So she's going to say, well, last week the rabbi said that it's bought the road. So the stomach this week is also going to be bought the road. So she doesn't realize that she didn't come, she didn't get to Mikha, so she doesn't know Simitarecha, she doesn't realize that there's been a Mimbabino, Mimbashem, and she's going to be Nichol, and it's a Zeraisa. So therefore, the Chamim wanted to get people into the habit of Bitl B'Shishim. That's a good number. Shishim, tell everyone, every Tarav is Shishim, Shishim, Shishim. So that way, it won't be any Nichol in the realm of Mimbashem, Amina. So basically, it was a Gezeira of the Tam Ki Ikar. So that idea that the Chamim of the Sake as a Gezeira of the Tam Ki Ikar. So that seems to make sense if you go with those who show the whole time because they're Isam. You know, like up at the top, they're Isam. Okay, so I can understand that they were very, very concerned lest somebody fall in. But perhaps according to the Rishon, behold, that the whole time Kiku is only Mr. Rabbanon. So it's hard to believe that Chalim was so concerned. It's true, Gezerah, Gezerah. So the whole time Kiku is only Mr. Rabbanon. So why were they making so many Chalim because the Gezerah is up to that? So the two Rishonim who we would like to see address this issue would probably be Rashi and Rambam. Rashi holds the Tam Kikas Lagamai the Rabbanon, so we would like to see how does Rashi address this Gezerah of Nibamino other Nimish Enamino. The problem is it's going to be very hard to find the antithesis according to Rashi, because Rashi denies this kazerik, because Rashi passes like Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rashi, Nibamino is never Bafel, so didn't there Aisha, so there would be done. Lahalacha says Rashi, there never was such a gazeva. That gazeva was only made by the Chachamim, but it wasn't made by Rabbi Yehuda. We passed like Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rashi, it's going to be hard to have an answer to this question. But according to the Rambam, passing that Nindamino is Bokal Gerov Minatorah, and the Rambam will hold that basically the requirement of Shishim, Nindish Enamino is only Midirabanan. So Taka, why did they make that requirement by Nindamino? What was it all about? So the Emes says, if you look at the Lashon HaRambam, the Hukam Michal Fasura, so you get the impression from the Rambam that the Tachanas Chumah requiring Shishim, that Nindamino is based on something totally different, that it wasn't the Gezerah of the Nindish Enamino, like the Rosh says explicitly. The Rambam says that although in the Torah there's a concept of Kittel Barov, that the Chachamim didn't always want to invoke Kittel Barov. The Chachamim had problems with invoking Kittel Barov because they felt that we really only want things to be Bofel when they're really, the Rambam used the phrase, Never is it the Otsa Miyuto. That's a strange phrase that Rambam uses. That's something that's really insignificant. The whole idea of Kittel means that Bofel is Kemandalais, that's insignificant. So you see that the Chumash was so concerned with invoking Bittel when Lefira Oshay made the oil of the Tazim really look like it's Bittel. So Moshe Lavad Adam with the Chumash made the Kana that the Vachoshim is not Bittel, Chakidushim, and his Kabbah is not Bittel, Peri is not Bittel. Why did the Chumash make all these Takanas? In Minat Torah, everything is Chakidushim and Bittel. So why did they make all these Takanas and Dron Chashuvim? So the answer is because Bittel by its very nature means that it's Bittel Kaman Balaisam. So you can't turn around and tell the oil of that, yeah, don't worry, it's Bittel. Ah, but what do you mean it's bottle? But it's such a chosh of a thing. How can you say it's bottle? So it doesn't sit right. It doesn't smell right. It doesn't sound like it. Yeah, the Torah is talking about it. The Torah doesn't consider Balei Chayim to be chosh of enough, and doesn't consider Chedivu Liskabi to be chosh of, it doesn't consider all these things to be not bottle. But Midi Rabbana, they make the corners that whenever it just doesn't look right, so it's not going to be bottle. So that's the impression you get from the Rambam, that the Shir of Shishim is a way of saying that it's never the issue of the Eitz and the Yudah. There's so nothing in there, it's so garnish, it's so insignificant, even the FDA doesn't insist that you have to write it on your ingredients. And you see that, even the Lashon Bnei Adam, it's so minuscule, it's mamish kaman d'leisa. So minatarah, even if it's not minuscule, as long as it's bokeh barod, it's bokeh barod, around mahatos and finish. But mid the rabbana, they're mishachin, that cold man, that it's not, never, it's to be able to mute, it's not going to be bokeh. So the Rambam seems to formulate an entirely different mahalach to what the requirement of Bittul B'Shishim by Din Bimino is all about. Very, very different than the Rosh, and probably what prompted the Rambam to come with this new Havdara is the Rambam was probably bothered with his Kasha. Why should we be Misakhani Gezeira of the Mimish Enamina? Mimish Enamina, who for the Chiv of Shishim is on the Rabban? It could be that the Rambam of Lushitasai, that Tazik is on the Rabban, and therefore the Rambam had to come with this new Havdara as to why. As to why Mizra Mina Taka Bachu Bashish. The Badi HaShulchan has a fascinating insight into the Rambam, where the Badi HaShulchan suggests something which at first glance sounds radical. Why do you need Shishim and Nimbisha Eino Mina? Why do you need Shishim and Nimbisha Eino Mina? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's within their right. That's the way of determining whether there's Tam there. And even according to Rashi, those who show them will say that Tam is their Rabbanon. So why do you need Shishim and Nimbish Enom, you know? I would say because, okay, Tam Kikur is the Rabbanon, that's the Rabbanon. It's the Chalom of the Sakhid, that we're not going to ignore Tam. Tam is Kikur at the level of the Rabbanon. So Shishim is a way of determining, is there Tam there or not? So the Chalom gave you two ways of determining, either Tim is Kfeila or are they Shishim. So whether you hold Tam Kikur is the Rais or the Rabbanon, it doesn't really make a difference in terms of understanding the sort of Shishim by Nimbish Enom, you know? Shishim is just the Mitzvah Sadvarim, but the Chay Gav is the Sot Tam. So the Bari HaShulchan says that if you look at the Rambam, that may not be the case. It could be that according to the Rambam, why did the Chachamim pick on this number of Shishim by a Tarevis of Min B'She'eno Mino? For the same reason. Because when you have such a minuscule proportion of Treifas in there, so it's never an Isser to Otsa Miyuto. Shishim is a way of saying that it's minuscule. That's the Shia that comes from Kaveya, that it's Kamanda Leisa. So the same way they picked the number Shishim by Min B'Mino, they picked the number Shishim by Nimbish Eino Mino as well. It's not the din of Shishim by Nimbish Eino Mino, according to the Rambam, is not really a way of saying, oh, we have Shishim, therefore there's no Tam. that's not a problem. Because again, according to Ram Tam Jikon, doesn't exist in that Torah anyway. The Shir of Shishim is just a way of saying, never to just be out from Yodam. So what's the problem of going to Spear? The problem is that the Gemara gives you a different way of being mocked with Nimish Enamina. The Gemara says if a Goy comes and takes it, so it's vitally going to be, it's going to be mutter. So if according to the Rambam, there's this new halacha called Bidl doesn't apply unless it's never the Issa Biel to Miyuto, so how could the Imus Kfeim work if you don't have Shishim? So says the Bali Yashulchan, no, that's another way of determining that's never the Issa. There are two different tracks to determine never the Issa. One is, if you can't taste it, so of course it's an minuscule. And the other way of determining it is, the taste isn't an issue. You can't figure out if you're going to taste it. So the other way of making that hashar, of making that determination, that it's never the Issa Biel to Miyuto, is Ayyadei Bittul B'Shishim. So according to this understanding of the Rambam, that it's not just a double chiddush. Not only is the Rambam telling us that Shishim is a shear of Nevan Itzu B'Yotzu B'Yudo vis-a-vis Nimbamino, but the Bar Yishulam is turning this Rambam around and saying that that's the bit of Nimbash Ein Avino as well. So that's already quite a chiddush. You don't necessarily have to say that pshat. He has other Rambams which prompt him to say this. So it comes out that there seems to be a major machlokes in the Rishonim here as to what is the gedra din of this din derabanan, a bit of a shishim. Again, everyone except for Rashi holds that it's not both of the law. We pass it as both of the road in the Torah, and you require shishim in the rabanan by Mimimino, and therefore suffering, whatever the case of suffering is going to the kula. But the machlokes in the Rishonim is, why did the Chazal make this that kind of? Was it just a plain, simple gezeira, other mimish and amino? Or with some kind of a new razzle-dazzle that have never is to be able to use it. And the Chayim, that Machlokes and Rishonim, the Machlokes and Amin Rosh, is really a spillover from yesterday's Machlokes and Rishonim. What's the nature of Tam Tikr? If Tam Tikr is the right, said people, the Shishim is required in the Torah, but Mimish and Amino, and the Kazeem and the Rabbana makes a lot of sense. Whereas if you hold that, like the Rambam, that there is no din of Tam Tikr, the right, so by just mere lack of Shishim, so then there really is no need for the Kazeem and the Rabbana, and you have to go fishing for another reason to explain away what the Tekar Sechom was all about. And then once you found this Rambam doesn't that Losh of Devon is to be able to meet though, whether that carries over in the Hareza Bola Lama Vinsa Lama, when you take that and go back to Mimish Ein Amino, so that's already a Chiddush of Rebbe Chiddush.
How is Mimish Ein Amino any harsher than the other type of
No, every Tarot, every Tarot, the Chachad of Chachamim was that Rove is Rovish.
Yeah.
A bit of a Rove, that's in the far right, like the Rama, the Mike, a bit of a Rove, that's in the far right. There's going to be a major machlekes that we showed him, La Halach Lamaisa, Mamash Hashah Halach Lamaisa, which is going to depend on this machlekes that Rambam in the Rush as to what the nature of the Takana was of Min Benino. We'll talk about this hopefully, not sure if we'll be able to do some good test, just coming attraction. There was a machlekes that we showed him, let's say you have a Tyrobus of Min Benino, not like the cakes of the chicken soup, not like the tray of chicken soup, falling into the kosher chicken soup. Let's say it's, everything is yavish v'yavish. It's not that official at all. You have chad betray, you have one piece of tray for meat, it's mixed in with two pieces of kosher meat. It's all in the mino, and it's all in the box. It's not in the pot. So what's the din? So there was one way. It's a rishon of whether the mice will be follow rove or not. So many of them in the shah, most of the rishon, we pass in Shulchan Aruch that you follow rove. That the din is that Achuram happens not only in the Torah, but even in the Rabbana. That the Tekhanas Nechama was only by the Lach Palach, the Derech Bishul types of things, whereas it's Yavish to Yavish, so the Tekhanas Nechama was never instituted. And the Rambam happens to disagree. The Rambam says that, you know, you need Shishim even by Yavish to Yavish. So what's the Nekudas HaMach like? So this is the same Shaila. Why did the Chalim insist on Nimbimina Shishim? So according to the Rosh, it was a Gezeira up to Nimbishein Amino. Nimbish Ein Amino is only going to be a Shiloh, but they're official, even in the Lach Lach, when it's a transferring of Tom. So when you have a Tarov, it's a Nimbimino, when there's a would have been a transferring of Tom, the Chia Gabin and Nere Takwan. Rosh Ein came when it's Nimbimino, and there is no Nesim as Tom. There's no transfer at all. Everything is only Bifnei Hatzmo. It's just the Tarov, it's a Yavish B'Yavish. So the Rosh says the Gezera doesn't make any sense. So therefore you go and also the Dindarai, so that was the Chad B'Trei Bobo. So according to the Rosh, Lach Levais, the Chad B'Trei Bobo works this man as there, at least in the case of Yavish B'Yavish, Rosh Ein came according to the Rambam. So the Chum did away with the Din of Chadish Rebot. It did away with the Din Darais of Bittul Barov. It is not never is to be able to meet itself. So according to the Rambam, when you have a Tarovus of of one piece of trace meat that's mixed into two pieces of kosher meat, although in a Torah, the Rabbanan, there's no bittul there. The Rabbanan, it's only both of the Shishim connect. Or the Rosh would say Shisha, what does Shisha have to do with the others? The other Shisha was only a din, Shalach Palach, all the things which are there of Bishol. So that Machlaik is every shown at the beginning of Sinical Test, which is Mamish and Gila Mesa. That machlekes that we showed him is a spillover from this machlekes, the Rambam and the Rosh, why the Chumash made the takana of Mendozino, which in Kufa is a spillover of what the din of Mendozino was. So that's the rice of the Rabbanah. So these three machlekes in the Rambam and the Rosh, the takana is the rice of the Rabbanah, and why the Chumash made the takana of Mendozino, and whether the takana applies to Mendozino B'Shishim to Yavish B'Yavish, this is all one big package. All one running through machlekes from the beginning of Sanichas to the end of Sanichas, all the way down to Kufa. So the halacha that we assume that the tarov is a mitzvah elamino is much more chomer than the tarov is a mitzvah elamino, and therefore suffering the mitzvah elamino is going to go l'chumra. So it behooves us to define what exactly mitzvah elamino means, or what does mitzvah elamino mean. Three words mean. So the gemara at the end of Masechet Avodah Zarah has a machlokes b'Abaye and Rava. So maybe you have a shayla of determining whether something is min d'amino or min d'amino. So it's more of the shayla of the yidobos of the kam and the yidobos of the shein. Sometimes you have things which are called that have the same name, but they taste very different. And sometimes you have things which are called different things, but they taste the same. So it might talk about if you have, let's say you have grapes with new wine. So that is different. One's called grapes, one's called wine. On the other hand, they have the same taste. Or the Gemara speaks about, let's say you have two kinds of vinegar. So they taste very different, but they're both called vinegar. So the Gemara's shayla is, what's the difference? You go boss the tam, you go boss the shame. So Rava says you go boss the shmazli, that you follow the shame. So comes the Rava and says, Rava is not from the Yalpagam, so we have to pass the leg Rava. So therefore, says the Rava, and we pass him, you're this. It's Sadiqas, you go boss the shmazli. And therefore, if you have a type of a food that may taste the same, or taste different, the same name, different names, so to determine whether you have a deraisa because tarabas in your hand, or whether you have a derabana because tarabas in your hand, so you go basar shma, like Rava says. That's what the Ramah's tremendous chiddush. The Ramah didn't make this up, he already had this. The heavy had earlier sources that changed such an idea. So the Shach, and what's the Shach? The Shach had a long, multi-fronted attack against the Ramah, where he says that the Ramah totally misunderstood that Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah is an application, a misapplication to our discussion. So says the Shach, what was that Gemara talking about exactly? So the Gemara was talking about a few different scenarios. Why is it important whether somebody is mid amino, mid shein amino? So first of all, question of Yehuda, that's very important. Machlokes is a level of Yeraisa, it's one after amino. Or that Gemara is talking about the realm of Yain Nesach, which happens to be the Sugya at the end of Avodah Zarah, because it's Tam Yainam Sugya, so it's important. When you're talking about a tarot, it's Tam Yainam, because the Chamim of Asafi, that's Tam Yainam, is never bought out. But Yain Nesach is also the Mashim, only Bermino. The Shein Amino, we spoke about this, by the guy in the Bayim, by the Chidas Tavel, by Lach, right? No, vaguely, a few weeks ago, months ago, years ago, Tom Chidas. So the Gemara in that context wants to know, something called a Tarom is a Nimbamino, something called a Tarom is a Nimbamino, so it's important to go into Yehuda, it's important in Hilchos Yain Esach, to determine what's called Nimbamino, what's called Nimbamino. So says the Shach, when you're talking about these objective areas of Halacha, such as Rabbi Yehuda's Nimbamino, so this is a halachic concept. Is it called Nimbamino or not called Nimbamino? Or Stam Yehuda, the Chumma were Mesafi, Davka, by Nimbamino, they were Mesafi, the Chumma, for that reason, Nimbamino, they weren't Mesafi, the Chumma, also the Mashu. So these are pure halachic concepts, so you have to give a pure halachic hagadara. So you have to ask the Rabbanim, is that called Nimbamino or is that called Nimbamino? So you can have a Mechlekes, the Abaye and Rava, how do you define something's essence? So Abaye defines something based on the Tam, it's a little bit like the Rashba, that the Tam defines a food, a little bit like Abaye. And Rava says, no, that both the shmals, even the tachos, whatever people call it, that's what ultimately defines the food. So when you're dealing with in the halachic universe of dam par dam tsar, or the halachic universe of the takanas chachamim of yain nes of the mashil, so then it makes sense, Rava sheep to that. Both the shmals, even that the term is kaveya, or the chamim of kaveya, based on whatever the lashon le'adam is. Says the Shach, that's not the issue in Sibbat Tzadikas. In Simon Tzadikas, why is it that there's a chiluk between Nimbamino and Nimbashein Amino? Why is that Nimbashein Amino derais and Nimbamino derabanan? So the answer is because it's ta'am, ki'ikr, says the Shach. min b'mino and min b'she'en amino were words, were phrases that we made up in Yeridaya to describe the tarobas of tam or no tam. When you have a tarobas, when there's a tam problem, so we call it in our lingo min b'she'en amino. When there's no tam, so we call it in our lingo min b'mino. But those are not halachic categories. The real emes halachic category of the Sinat HaDichas is there a Sinat Tam or is there no Sinat Tam? So rather than calling the name of the Mamakoma the Sinat Tam or no Sinat Tam, so we call it, you know, it should be called Min B'mino or Min B'she'er Amino. So those are colloquial phrases because they're easier to say than is there a Sinat Tam, is there no Sinat Tam. But the terms Min B'mino and Min B'she'er Amino are meaningless in Sinat HaDichas. Those are just easy ways rather to describe is it Tam or not. So says the Shach, how can you turn around now and tell me that the determining factor, whether it's deraisa or derabanan, goes boss of the shame? What in the world does the shame have to do with the price of tea in China? Is there tam? Is there no tam? So you're going to tell me that you have two foods that don't taste the same, but they happen to have the same name, and you're going to taste the tarfas. You're going to tell me, no, it's not a problem in HaTorah. It's only a problem in the Rabbanon, because in HaTorah it's Batal Barov, because Tam Kiga doesn't apply, but this is called the Min M'she'en Amino. What kind of story is that? He says, what do you mean it's called the Min M'she'en Amino? But there's Tam, yes, from Mishras and other, and the Fasa B'chol, the Gila Nidja. The Tam Kiga is screaming out, Shrei Hanukkah, this is the Nisa Deraisa. So how would the fact that Rabbah says, so Shema is leaving, how is that going to determine? That's the thrust of the Kasha D'Shach. You got the Kasha, right? You saw the Kasha? It's a very simple kasha, right? Obvious kasha. It took the Shach a long time to make the kasha, to say the kasha, but that's clearly what the thrust of the kasha is. That the terms min b'mino, min b'she'en amino, are really misnomers in Simen Tzadichas. There was a somewhat similar related machlokes to this issue here, whether how serious we take the terms min b'mino, min b'she'en amino, to another shah that comes up. The Gemara has a discussion according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara has a zechul, and also in other places that according to Rabbi Yehuda says min b'mino is in a bottle. So the Gemara raises the shah. What would it be if you have a tarovas of min b'mino v'davar acher? Three things in the tarovas: min treif, min kosher. That's the same min, and then you have the ein amino. So the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Huda, salak is min of mishnah. No, the ein amino rab alach. That means the fact that you have two things which are min amino, that doesn't matter because the ein amino is going to carry the day. So the ein amino is going to be mevatel. The Torah says, so just think that you don't have min amino, just have the ein amino be mevatel. That's what the Gemara says according to Rabbi Huda. So the Rashba seems to say that statement according to Rabbi Huda doesn't mean anything for us because we're the paschal against Rabbi Huda. But you can have that flip of that shaila if you have total opposite way. So we have two ein aminos and a mino. So comes the Rashba and says that just as according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the ein amino has the ability to mevatel the mino, so now you don't have a problem. And it's the same thing, I'm just saying backwards. And just as according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the ein amino is mevatel the mino, so too according to the way we pass the Shacharav and Sadiqas, the mino has the ability to be mevatel the mino, because we pass the mino is both of the road, and we knew of it in effect the ein amino. So an ein amino can't be mevatel something. An ein amino can't be mevatel ein amino barov. But if you have a min b'mino b'davar acher, so then let the bit of barov take place based on the min b'mino, which is both of barov. So says the Rashba. Therefore, if you have such a tarovus of min b'mino b'davar acher, which he done, so is there a requirement of shishim deraisa? Is a requirement of shishim derabanan? So the answer is it's only a requirement of shishim derabanan because min haTorah you've solved the problem already. So comes the Shach and says you solved what problem deraisa? Says, but there's tam here. He says, what in the world does that sugya have to do anything? That sugya is talking about klolam and dama par dama sar and love of deraisa. So you're allowed to declare this as being a min b'she'en amino. So let the ein amino be mevatel the amino. So Rabbi Yehuda's din of dama par dama sar doesn't kick in. But when you're dealing with Shimon Tzadiches, who cares about the terms min amino and dama rachin? It's meaningless. Either there is tam or there's no tam. So if there's tam, then so forth, there's a din of shisha midaraisa. So that the same way that the Shach has problems that Rashba, he tries to redefine the Rashba, same way the Shach can't grasp that Rashba, because this is the Shach that she thought so, that said that everyone's missing the boat over here, that the Sugya and Tzadiches has nothing to do with min b'mino and min b'she'en amino. It's all the function of if there's tam, then there's a chiyuv of shishim deraisa. If there's no tam, then there's a chiyuv of shishim b'derabanan. So bottom line is that the shach sounds pretty convincing. It sounds like that the real thing that carries the day here is the issue of tam. So the halacha, we assume that once again, our version of your day, unlike Rashi's, is that the mino is bata baroth and the Torah mimish ena mino is requires shishim amid the araisa. Therefore, there are differences in terms of nishbach. Why the chama made the kana of shishim amid the mino is not the rama the rosh. So part of their whole picture. And then you have detailed questions: how exactly do you define the mimish ena mino? So whereas others, the Ramban, the Sibylvi, and the Rosh, seem to be invoking Rabbi Yehuda in terms of determining our definition of Nidu, 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 Nidu. The Shach says that any comparison to Rabbi Yehuda is going to fall short because Rabbi Yehuda had objective definitions of Nidu, Nidu, whereas for us, the only thing that really matters is God. So hopefully next week we'll, what do you have, for one more? We only have one more topic left. We'll probably take, it's a long time, it'll probably take us like 2 days, and then we'll get back to the Chinas. Then we'll take a little bit of a break. So when should the Bechina be? When should our next Bechina be? Next Bechina will include everything from Sadi Gimel to the end of Basbachol, and then Sadi Kes. So when should we have it? Later, guys would write it later than possible? When's the Kol Bechina? No, so we want it before. We don't want that. So I'm going... So I'm going to Yisrael probably maybe 11th. That's a Tuesday. The guys would want it. The guys would want it the 10th. The guys would want it the week before. All right, by Monday we'll come up with a decision. Okay. I think Monday. So I'll share Monday next week. Monday, May, Monday, and Tuesday. We'll see until we finish. I think we'll be two sure maximum. Okay, what's happening?
Hey, Todd Berman. Did you like to meet everybody? Joe Hirsch. No, I'm listening. Edward Rudolph. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. Okay. Rabbi Sobolowski.
Name is the name of the person.
Jeremy Rosenbach.